This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Figures out of Beijing last month showed the Chinese economy grew more slowly in 2022 than it has in decades. Just 3% annual growth for the second biggest economy on this planet. Most probably of that was Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy and the strict lockdowns that came with it that hurt virtually every sector of that economy, including jade. On the Chinese border with Myanmar, the city of Reili is a hub for mining and trading that green mineral that's been used for centuries to make everything from weapons to jewelry. And for the past 3 years, it has been locked down more than almost any other place in China. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak took a road trip.
At a jade market in Reili, rows of tables stretching as far as the eyes can see are set out for vendors. Much of the jade sold here is from Myanmar, where bracelet seller Zhou Nang is from. The tables around him are empty, and there's barely any customers. Business has been so-so, he says. But he's just happy he can work. Same for jade trader Dong Baolai. Under the zero COVID policy, she says her condo was locked down 20 times.
I was going out of my mind. I wasn't sure how much longer I could take it.
Her family had to scramble for food. Plus, courier services were cut. She couldn't send jade bracelets to clients.
During the pandemic, I had to sell my car to pay the mortgage and buy food.
Many people left Reili during the pandemic. Estimates range from 100,000 to 200,000. Zhao Jiaran from Myanmar takes me to his jade stalls. He says all the vendors near him went back to Myanmar, and they can't return.
Yes, China will allow us to leave and return now, but it's Myanmar blocking us from coming back.
It's not clear why Myanmar hasn't reopened its side of the border. And the Chinese officer at the Reili checkpoint has no clue either. Without people flowing through the border, parts of the city feel like a ghost town. Block after block, the stores lie dark behind gray metal shutters. But Reili will bounce back, says Zheng Hui. He runs a team that helps Myanmar and China suppliers sell jade by live streaming on social media platforms.
Reili still has one of the most complete supply chains for jade in China.
He thinks the industry will probably recover in 12 to 18 months, but everything really depends on the customers.
People don't have much money after 3 years of lockdowns. And things like jade are luxury items.
Same time, costs are going up, even for live streaming. Jade seller Pan Xingsheng sells via social media platforms like TikTok and its Chinese sister site Douyin and Kuaishou.
Now we have to buy traffic, or there won't be visitors to my live stream. To have my channel promoted per live stream session cost about $700.
His sales need to reach double that amount in every live stream session just to cover his costs. At noon, some two dozen vendors line up at the front of the market. One woman says she's waiting for a free boxed lunch.
Because of COVID, we have been locked down for ages, and we haven't been able to lay out our stores for 2 years. And now, the building management is trying to lure vendors back.
A free lunch, plus the market is offering free rent for a year. Back inside, jade vendor Pan Xingsheng is getting ready to live stream. Once he starts, he'll go for 8 hours without taking bathroom breaks. How can he manage that, I ask. Because I need to earn money. He really needs money, he says, because the lockdowns meant he couldn't trade here in Reili. And that interruption to his business ended up costing him about $73,000. In Reili, on the China-Myanmar border, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.